The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dontaya Price-Lisco. The Wildlife Center of Virginia in Waynesboro is known as one of the world's leading teaching hospitals for wildlife medicine. Its president will retire in late March after more than four decades leading the organization. Randy B. Hagee with partner station WMRA reports.
Ed Clark has long been a force of and for nature. His enthusiasm draws people in, whether he's releasing an eagle in Shenandoah County.
One, two,
three.
Go, bird.
Wow.
Or hosting television shows such as VPM's Untamed.
Now we understand that the cave is far more important, not just as a tourist attraction, but as a major component of the ecosystem and of the life cycle of the bat.
Ed is absolutely a conservation giant.
Ryan Brown, the executive director of the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, has worked with Clark for more than 15 years.
He's a name that everyone across this state knows and respects for the work that he does, for the wonderful person that he is, and most of all, for his passion.
Earlier this month, 72-year-old Clark announced his retirement after leading the teaching hospital and public outreach organization for 41 years.
Now, I'll still be involved with the Wildlife Center. I'm not retiring from conservation. I'm not retiring from a passion for wildlife.
Clark said his love of nature was cultivated early on by his uncle Barney on 52 forested acres in Pennsylvania.
We would literally just roam the woods and play and build forts and catch crayfish in the creek. And so I was just steeped in an outdoor tradition.
He grew up in Rappahannock County and after graduating from Bridgewater College, taught at the Virginia School for the Deaf and the Blind for 5 years. Then in 1979, he became the first executive director of what is now the Virginia Conservation Network.
Once I got my taste of professional conservation advocacy, the hook was set and the die was cast.
In 1982, he sat down for lunch with his first wife, Nancy Sheffield, and others to discuss how Virginia needed a facility to provide long-term care for injured wildlife. And in November of that year, the Wildlife Center of Virginia was officially incorporated. Sheffield, now a retired veterinary technician and professor, co-founded the center and served on its board of directors for 16 years.
At the time, we were living on some property that my parents owned that was originally a horse facility. And so we had a big barn that just had some hay in it and nothing else was going on and stalls downstairs. And so we were able to convert them into something that was somewhat appropriate for housing wildlife.
After 3 years, and with a $25,000 donation from the Mars family of the Mars, Inc. Candy Empire, they expanded to a double-wide trailer in Weir's Cave. The center moved to its current location, a spacious hospital tucked into the woods just south of Waynesboro, in 1995. Among its many distinctions, it's the only facility in the state authorized to rehabilitate black bears.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago, we had 21 cubs we were overwintering, and it was a mild winter, so none of them would go to sleep. So we were preparing something in the neighborhood of 200 pounds of bear food per day. And let me just tell you, it put a dent in the grocery budget around here.
Over four decades, the center has grown from a four-volunteer affair to a 36-employee organization that trains wildlife veterinarians from all over the world.
The thing that I find most gratifying about my career here has been the stories I hear from people who say, "You taught me not to be afraid of snakes. You taught me not to throw litter on the side of the road because it just attracts wildlife to harm's way."
The board of directors has retained a consultant to find Clark's successor. When it's time for him to migrate, tentatively at the end of March, he'll take on the role of president emeritus. He hopes to have more time for nature photography, fishing, and horseback riding.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.